Your comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edman?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10738.
This is an ordinance adopting the 2015 International Swimming Pool and Spa Code with modifications as the Swimming Pool and Spa Code of the City of Kirkwood, regulating the design, construction, quality of materials, erection, installation, alteration, repair, location, relocation, replacement, additions to, use, or maintenance of swimming pools and spas in the City of Kirkwood, providing for the issuance of permits and collection of fees.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edman?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10739.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance adopting the 2015 International Building Code with modifications as the City of Kirkwood Building Code, establishing minimum regulations governing the design, construction, alteration, enlargement, repair, demolition, removal, quality of materials, erection, location, relocation, replacement, maintenance, and use of all buildings and structures, providing for the issuance of permits and the collection of fees, and repealing the existing building code.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lizzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edman?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10740.
This is an ordinance adopting the 2015 International Residential Code for one and two family dwellings, including Appendix A, sizing and capacity of gas piping, Appendix B, sizing of venting system serving appliances equipped with draft hoods, Category 1 appliances and appliances listed for use with Type B vents, Appendix C, exit terminals of mechanical draft and direct venting systems, Appendix E, manufactured housing used as dwellings, Appendix F, radon control methods, Appendix G, piping standards for various applications, Appendix H, patio covers, Appendix I, private sewage disposal, Appendix J, existing buildings and structures, Appendix K, sound transmission, Appendix M, home daycare, R3 occupancy, Appendix P, sizing of water pipe sizing, as published by the International Code Council with modifications as the Residential Code of the City of Kirkwood, establishing minimum regulations governing the design, construction, alteration, enlargement, repair, demolition, removal, quality of materials, erection, location, relocation, replacement, maintenance and use of all buildings and structures, providing for the issuance of permits and the collection of fees, and repealing the existing residential code.
Thank you, Russ. That was a long one.
I'm about out of breath.
Well done.
Comments?
Yeah, I had some questions for Jack. Sorry you had to stay up so late, Jack.
Welcome our building commissioner, Jack Schenk.
Good evening.
Yeah, let me say at the outset, second maybe only to the police department, your staff and yourself probably have the most difficult interaction with residents because these things can be highly emotional.
Sure.
We spoke earlier in the week, and what I wanted to get a little have you shed some light on, there are a number of areas within this portion of the code that rely on the discretion of the inspector.
Yes.
And we may not always be blessed with people as talented as you. And so what structures do we have in place to maintain consistency from project to project, individual to individual?
Certainly, and I have a lot of oversight with the department head and the CAO watching how I enforce the codes. And in turn, I also instruct my inspectors the intent of the code, how to enforce it, and not to be overzealous with those codes. And just an ongoing program like that, you know, keeps it contained and carries on what the council is looking for.
Do we track those in any way? Is there any database?
We do, and primarily, you know, a lot of the tracking is through complaint calls or residential calls or inspection calls that have been performed. And if we do have an issue where, you know, to understand what a code really means, or if you use the wrong way, then at that time we take care of it or you know, solve the issue. And I keep all of the inspectors on a parity level. They're pretty much trained the same way.
Are there any, and this may be an unfair question, but are there any tools that would help you with that we don't have?
Well, the International Code Congress has a lot of certifications and so forth, which does help. And I've been pushing the inspectors to get more certifications in all fields to, you know, again, that parity level and education. So that is something that really does help us.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from council? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Litzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Bill passes. Bill 10741.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance adopting the 2015 International Existing Building Code with modifications. As the existing building code of the City of Kirkwood, regulating and governing the repair, alteration, change of occupancy, addition, and relocation of existing buildings, including historic buildings, as herein provided in the City of Kirkwood, providing for the issuance of permits and collection of fees, therefore.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Litzo?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
Bill passes. Move to the order of new business. And as it happened at the beginning of the meeting, Bill 10690 was tabled. So we move on to Bill 10742.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $32,004 from the Parks and Stormwater Fund reserves to the Building and Site Improvements account, project number PR1912, amending the contract with Geotechnology Incorporated in the amount of $32,004 for a not-to-exceed amount of $108,309 for additional Kirkwood Performing Arts Center geotechnical services, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into an amended contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments on this? All right. Seeing none, all in favor of first reading, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. Bill passes first reading. Move to Resolution 29-2019.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution approving the site plan for the property known as 204 South Clay Avenue, subject to certain conditions.
Is there a motion for approval?
Motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll start by saying, I mentioned earlier, this is, I think, one of the sites that is in the B2, very good for multifamily. And I'm going to support the resolution as it is. I will say that the one iteration that had the height at 56 or 59 due to the MSD, I would not have supported that. But I do support this site plan as it is. So, Councilmember Ward, anything?
No.
Okay. Councilmember Wirtz?
No.
Councilmember Litzo?
Well, the maximum height for B2 is 40 feet, and the proposal is for 49.6 or something like that, 49.5. I really think that we need to stick with the 40-foot height. The adjacent buildings in the B2, the multifamilies just to the south and across the street, are all much less lofty than the proposed building, even at a 40-foot permitted. I don't see really any kind of measurable trade-offs that would possibly qualify for this modification from the code that was just requested and passed. So I don't have an issue with the parking or the drive lane to get to the underground parking. I don't have an issue with the size of the dwelling units being slightly less than the 1,200 square feet per. There was one other modification. I do have an issue with the height. I think 40 feet, we should, you know, particularly in that context over there, even a 40-foot building, if you all saw the additional information in comparison to other buildings in the area, it's at 40 feet, I believe it's really going to tower over the existing other buildings. I don't see, other than it's being requested and shown on the plan and the renderings, I don't see a reason that they should be granted another almost 10 feet over the code. So I do have a problem with the height. Aside from that, I'm fine with it.
Councilmember Dewey.
I know I've spent a lot of this evening agreeing with Nancy, but
Maggie.
Yeah. This, yeah. Hope the check's in the mail. No. I wholeheartedly agree. I think that if we keep stretching codes, especially these height codes, more and more, there's not almost a point in having them. I think 40 feet is ample. It's going to tower over everything else in the neighborhood anyway. There's no reason that I can think of, except that's being asked for, to go to 10 feet over, 9.5. Wholeheartedly against it.
Thank you. Councilmember Edmund.
Well, I would say that I actually had other concerns that were stronger, but I have spent a lot of time driving around Kirkwood and looking at this particular place, other places, at both the trees and the heights. And what I'm coming down to, that this is why we requested site plan review, to be able to let some things change. Now, in this case, I'm looking at a need for more dense use of the land downtown, really even in Kirkwood, because overall our land is so expensive. And when you look at the fact that there are four levels of buildings, plus all of the parking is underground, this is a much less intensive use of land than if things were spread out, you know, as houses with driveways and garages. And so I see, you know, something as like progress in that area. And, you know, what I've been reading recently, we also don't think about the economy of providing utilities when housing is denser and it's in the city. I think we really need people moving downtown. I was very opposed to the height before. Now, we're measuring just to the top of the building, and with our current plans, we would even be giving them some extra height with the roof. Depending on the type of roof. So this 9 feet becomes more and more negligible to me, especially since there's a 25 and a 27 foot setback on the fourth floor. So it doesn't show as much. You know what I mean? The fourth floor is so much smaller than the other one. So for that reason, I am less concerned about the height. I was more concerned about the landscaping, although they have provided extra landscaping. I see that, you know, as I look around for the rest of downtown, this is not really the place where we're going to have a lot of what we would technically call open green space. And I think we have to make I had various ideas that were apparently really not acceptable or not could not be dealt with in terms of site plan and requirements on these with the setbacks. So I mean, I'm thinking we need to make a commitment for the city to take care of our small downtown parks better and actually get some land, you know, and provide that ourselves. So I decided that the trees were okay and I was not as concerned about the height. And that is my, and I also think that I do also want to add that I've done a lot, some research on the missing middle stuff. A lot of that is not really suited to downtown, a lot of small detached buildings with very small spaces between them. I feel like this provides a certain amount of aesthetics, even though it's large, because all the parking and everything is hidden. And looking back at what we, you know, do know about the facade, and looking at the existing building, which I know some people, you know, there are different opinions on it, but I think that the balconies at the edges do break up the mass of the building, and I think that that's attractive. So I'm beginning to feel like this is a good way to get some more people downtown and have a high quality level of construction.
Councilmember Zimmer, anything?
Yes. I'm glad that the height was reduced from before because of the sewer issue. The one thing that came to my mind was that with the extra height on this building before, you were creating a fairly significant wall right there in a very walkable part of downtown. You know, I used to live across there, and people are walking down there day and night all the time. It's a very, very walkable area right there. So I think without that wall, makes a big difference for me. So thank you.
Any other questions or comments? All right, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
No.
Councilmember Litzo?
No.
Councilmember Dewey?
No.
Councilmember Edmond?
Yes.
Councilmember Zimmer?
Yes.
I think 4-3, is that
4-3.
All right, Bill, resolution passes 4-3. No consent agenda items. Any city council reports?
Yes, I have a couple. From the school board, for the school board acknowledged, school board of education acknowledged teacher of the year for 2019 to 2020. 10 amazing people, Denise Ford from North Kirkwood Middle, Molly Brockmeyer from Kaiser, Penny Chastain from Kirkwood Early Childhood Center, Shannon Applebaum from Robinson, Chelsea Witter from Westchester, Mitch Eden from Kirkwood High, Lori Wehrman from North Glendale, Louis Actis from Nifer, and Molly Besh from Tillman. It was a fun time. Also, Officer Baldridge has gotten together. It was in the, Beth put it in the email today about a thing called risky behavior for parents. Please join us with Crossroads. There are this many municipalities, police departments that are doing it, and it'll be at Green Tree Community Church, April 23rd, Tuesday, from 6:30 to 8:30. I think it's going to be a most amazing thing.
Thank you. Any other council comments? Here, Councilmember Zimmer.
Yeah, just this is basically a historical comment because I'm kind of a history buff. 51 years ago tonight, we lost Dr. Martin Luther King. And, you know, I think as public servants, it's important for us to stand up for what is right. You know, Dr. King was about nonviolence. And, you know, 51 years later, we still deal with violence in the world based on bigotry and hatred. And I think it's very important for us to take a public stand that we stand against violence, that violence, whether it's in Memphis or whether it's in this very council chamber, is never, never right. It is never acceptable to solve problems with violence. And I think, you know, that's something that we should remember and that we should take a stand on.
Any other council comments? Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have no report at this time, Mayor.
City Attorney report.
I don't have anything to report, but I would comment that I again want to applaud the city council for exercising restraint at the town hall meeting. I'm thankful that you followed my advice. You may have seen, picking up on what Mr. Goltermann was alluding to, that some good elected officials have already been cited for violating the ethics code associated with allegedly improperly speaking out against Better Together. So again, I'm cautioning everyone to, you can certainly speak your mind, you just cannot use any public resources when you do so. Thank you.
John, am I eligible for a medical deferment since I was considered crazy?
I don't believe that it would be appropriate for me to accuse you of being crazy.
Wouldn't be in a, it's a long line, John.
One other thing, John, thank you. You put together a most amazing presentation, and Russ, and my goodness, thank you, both of you.
The amount of time that was put into that by staff, you, it just was incredible. Very, I heard nothing but positive comments about it. It was very, very, you know, well thought out and well done. Thank you. Thank you both.
Yes, thank you.
Proud of it.
City Clerk report.
Yes, Your Honor. I have the report of the April 3rd, 2019 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The following action was taken after a presentation for special use permits for Camp Bow Wow at 902 South Kirkwood Road. Commissioners Eagleton and Evans were appointed to the subcommittee. A meeting will be held at the site on April 8th at 1 p.m. After a presentation to extend the special use permit for BP at 10901 Manchester Road, a 12-month extension was recommended. Legislation will be drafted for council consideration. Staff provided updates on development projects recently reviewed by the City Council. And also want to report that a community day in the park was scheduled on Saturday, April 27th. Am I correct, Georgia?
Thanks.
At Kirkwood Park. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion. It's a chance for the community to come and meet your various city departments and elected officials and be a good time. That's all I have, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. With that, next meeting of the City Council is 7 p.m. on April 18th. This meeting is adjourned.